AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Both the NBA and NHL playoffs are nearing the end. Both had big games on Saturday night. We start on the hard court where the Celtics and Pacers squared off in Indianapolis. Tom McCabe was courtside.
Boston outscored Indiana 15-4 over the final 3 minutes to win 114-111. Drew Holiday scored the final 5 Celtic points as Boston takes a 3-0 lead in the series. The Celtics battled back from 18 down in the third quarter. Jason Tatum had 36 points and 10 rebounds for Boston. Jaylen Brown added 24. The Pacers were without All-Star Tyrese Halliburton but got 32 points from Andrew Nimhart.
And from Indianapolis, we head south to Dallas, where Bob Stevens was on hand for the Stars and the Edmonton Oilers.
The Dallas Stars defeated the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals to even up their series at a game apiece. Mason Marchman's goal early in the third on a redirect snapped a 1-1 tie and put the Stars ahead for good.
It feels good. There's not many better feelings than scoring in a playoff game. So, we'll take that one and, forget about it and move on to the next one, right? So we got a big game coming up, so worry about that.
Esa Lindell sealed it with an empty net goal. Big game for Jake Ottinger, who outdueled Stuart Skinner in the battle of goalies. Ottinger, 28 saves, including 15 in the first period. Skinner, 22 saves. Jamie Benn had a goal and an assist for the Stars, while Connor Brown scored the lone Edmonton goal.
Back to basketball, 5 games in the WNBA, Minnesota over New York 84-67, Connecticut got by Chicago 86-82, Las Vegas over Indiana 99-80, Seattle crushing Washington 101-69, and Dallas downing Phoenix 107-92. It was a very tough day in the world of golf as a PGA player died way too young. Dave Ferry with the sad details.
2-time PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray has died at age 30. His management team announced his death one day after he withdrew from the Charles Schwab Cup Challenge at Colonial. No cause of death was given, with GSE Worldwide saying it will hold off on commenting until it learns further details. Murray won the Sony Open in a playoff this year and captured his first PGA win in 2023. He had dealt with alcohol and mental issues in the past, but had turned his game around recently. Commissioner Jay Monahan says Murray's parents asked that the tournament continue.
And in that tournament, Davis Riley has a 4-shot lead entering the final round with Scottie Scheffler in second place after shooting a 63. The day and night in baseball is next. It was a busy day and night in Major League Baseball. We start in the American League with a couple of long winning streaks extended. Cleveland made it 8 straight wins, 4-3 over the Angels. Kansas City also won its 8th in a row, 7-4 over Tampa Bay. Detroit 2-1 over Toronto. Minnesota 5-3 over Texas. Baltimore scored all its runs in the 8th inning, 5-3 over the White Sox. And Oakland 3-1 over Houston. National League, a longtime rivalry continued in St. Louis. Mike Reeves was witness.
The Cardinals scored 4 times in the 8th inning to overcome a 4-3 deficit, and they rallied past the Cubs 7-6 at Busch Stadium. St. Louis tied the game on a 2-out pinch hit single from Matt Carpenter, then took the lead on a 2-run single from Brendan Donovan.
I mean, it was just back and forth the whole time. You get kicked, you get knocked down, you come back, and then they come back, and then you come back. I think there's just a bunch of emotions, and I think that's just what leads to a fun game.
All of the 8th inning runs for St. Louis were scored against losing pitcher Mark Leiter Jr. Jojo Romero was the winner in relief for the Cards, who have won 4 straight. Ryan Helsley picked up save number 16. The Cubs have dropped 3 in a row.
And a big comeback in the Mile High City with Bruce Morton on hand.
The Phillies rallied with 6 runs in the 9th to defeat Colorado 8-4. A triple by Eduardo Sosa plated Brandon Marsh to tie the game at 3. Then Garrett Stubbs ripped a base hit, scoring Sosa good for a 4-3 lead. Bryce Harper added on with an opposite field 3-run homer. Reliever Jose Ruiz picked up the win, Justin Lawrence the loss. With the victory, Philadelphia is a major league best 38-15.
Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh 4-1 over Atlanta. Cincinnati downed the Dodgers 3-1. San Francisco made it 8 wins in 9 games, 7-2 over the Mets, and Arizona 3-2 over Miami. Interleague action, Washington 3, Seattle 1. Milwaukee doubling up Boston 6-3. And Aaron Judge, his 17th home run, the Yankees 4-1 over San Diego. I'm David Schuster. AAP Sports.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.